الله وبركاته برادر احمد طارق.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مولانا, we have got some glitches today. I'm not sure what it is, but from your side, I'm not hearing you very, very clearly. Because now we're on, we're not on the normal line. I think we're on the WhatsApp line. So I think I'm not sure if we're 100% there. But anyway, nevertheless, Molana, we are ready because we are already about 10 minutes of our time we have lost. So I think we need to catch up what much as we can, inshallah.
Anyway, there's no problem because we could extend it, you know, to beyond the allocated time, which is 8:30. Now, is there any developments regarding kafan and dafan?
Molana, just quickly, you know, as I said previously, Islamic Burial Council had a meeting sometime during the course of this week with the head of pathology as well as at the manager of the mortuaries to iron out the issues for the delays. But now it is brought to our notice, and in fact, we are fortunate that they have got a 24-hour turnaround period to get our bodies out from the mortuary. So that's a good news. So if it comes late afternoon, by early morning, the next morning, we can get our bodies. And if we get it quick as possible in late afternoon, they will try their utmost best to do it before 5 o'clock or so that we can get our bodies out of the mortuary. So it's good news. So at least we're working closely with the department to iron out our issues, and that was the issues they had. And alhamdulillah, I intervened and I managed to get the meeting going with the head of pathology of KZN and the manager of Phoenix Mortuary. Now we will be tackling up with the other mortuaries one at a time, so that we need to know from them what their problems are as well. So, you know, we can't just demand on something when we don't know what the issues on their side is. At least now we know where the issues were, why the backlog was, all that has been ironed out, inshallah, alhamdulillah. We are on our road now to get, that was our main concern, and now everybody is happy, so we'll be able to get it there. I sent you a clip this morning, Molana, regarding where a student was, you could say, you know, I sent you that clip that it talks for itself. And I've seen in my lifetime, Molana, we have opened covers and we had to close the cover. And this is the same from the similar clip that I know there was a revert APA who was teaching madrasa students. And on a device, after a few years, we had to open that cover, and that cover was still intact. So, you know, we can say, if you make alims and you make students for the deen of Islam, there is always a you know, these are like Allah walas that you know, when we open the cover and you still see it's intact, you know, it is something very big. And I've seen, alhamdulillah, you know, I haven't been telling them where it is and all, because at the end of the day, you know what they were going to do there, so there would be a problem. So we don't want to make any problems or anything like that. We know we have identified these grave cemeteries, Kabristan, where they are. So, you know, they know in the logbook is logged that do not open, because now we know that these covers are still intact. So, you know, if in this case, yeah, the clip I sent you, the student, the mother wants to know how the two sons got the cover, is so much of noor coming out of that cover. You know, this is something that grips us to say, you know what, if you do good in this dunya, we will also get good in the akhirah as well, from in our cover with the fragrance and all is coming out, Mala.
The scam, you know, this is the question that arises.
Well, in council, you know, if you're working as a team from the top to the bottom, from the stores right up to the process, like when an invoice comes through delivery first, you know, in a business like you and I will ask for the delivery note. Once you get the delivery note, now you need to tie that delivery note with the invoice. Once you got the invoice, you cross check all your figures. right? And then when you get somebody to say, okay, now there's a delivery note here, go and check it out. So everything here is not being done according to the procedures. And then it goes to the department. The department sends it. From department, it gets sanctioned. Then it goes to finance. When finance approve it, then it goes to the for payment from the CFO. So once it goes through all the system, it gets paid. So because they must be put today, you know, on a computer, how easy it to generate an invoice and a delivery note. And then it comes there. They just put the stamp, they sign it, and this is what happens. And this is yet not a single globe came into our stores. There was existing stocks there. So what they have shown is, they said there's all the stocks are here, but they didn't have funding for the guys to go and put it up. How it is, you're 100% right. How is the process was taken? So that is a problem. Now, we have brought this thing up many a time. You know what happened is, the CIIU, although CIIU is an internal investigation unit within the Itigwini municipality, they're doing their work. You know, if you take, I went and personally met from MPAC, a whole team of us, we went and we asked lots of questions. Then we found out why they're operating from two different venues. All that we put in a report as well. And they gave us a report in that day. It came through to us about a week or so. Now, the thing is, they have done their job. And Jimmy comes, the head of CIIU. He was ex-Scorpion, ex-Hawks, and he's to be, you know, from what I see and what he has been doing, and he's giving us reports and everything. For him to have three bodyguards, for there is something good about him, because end of the day, his life is at stake at the same time. So it is the department and the municipality. That's where the problem is. Now we investigate. It comes to the council. We tell them that is not right. They say we need to take it for further investigation. He's been logged at the SEPs. SEP take 18 months, maybe, you know, investigation. Eventually, they drag it for so long that after 3 years, that he's become prescribed. So that's how they get away with a lot of things. Because every time when you push for it, now at the moment, as we speak, if you go to high court at the moment, Molana, you can bring a case today, and within the next 90 days, you'll come before the court, because nobody wants to litigate anymore because it's too costly. So there is a remedy for us to bring it. Now, that's what we're saying to the SEPs and the head of SEPs, Commissioner Konazi, to say, you know, all these matters must be expedited, and you need to start putting them away so that we can curb this corruption. This corruption is massive in this council at the moment, Molana.
Yeah.
Molana, if you can talk more closely, because I can't hear you at all. From your side, it's very, very vague. I can't hear you at all.
Oh, because I've got the mic right here. But anyway, from, you know what,
You know, Molana, as we said earlier on too, in the last couple of radio interviews, the CIA is doing the work, as you alluded to, that they're doing their work. But then the problem is, you know, they are being controlled by the city manager, the mayor, the speaker, the head, the ex-co actually control the CIA. That unit, as we're saying, it should be completely independent to it shouldn't be linked to the council or anything like that. That body need to be completely independent. And once that happens, then you'll see the heads will start rolling here, and there will be more convictions brought before the courts and everything. That I can guarantee you. But from what I've seen, and I met Jimmy Glovo personally, and we went to the delegation there with the MPAC. You know, what he showed us and how they're doing their work is unbelievable. They are producing but their hands are tied. Once they have finished the investigation, it has to come before council again. Then the council will drag it for maybe 2 months or so. Then they will bring it they will do it such a way that it'll, you know, the period for recess And they will drag it and drag it and drag it. Nothing, eventually, nothing will happen. That's where our biggest problem is. Because from top to bottom, as we say, it is rotten, totally rotten. That's how bad it is. All right, let me just give you a small gist of it. You know, I was on the ground for the last week regarding Spazas for Local and everything. We've been on the media. We've been all over. Then the other political parties followed suit to say, you know what, my party is going all out, and they're getting massive exposure, national television, radio, every single radio, including our Islamic radio, we're getting coverage and everything. So all the other parties started jumping, the opposition started jumping, and all the other parties started jumping. And then I went, and my president was here on Wednesday. I set up everything. You know, I'm the operations director for my party. And I set up there in Mashu. I worked for about quite a few days there. And this person, we didn't go to one spaza shop. We went to a host of spaza shop in Mashu and Amlazi and other places as well. Some of these spaza shop, Molana, when you want to go there and see, you don't even want to buy one lollipop out. That's bad how it is in the way they operate, in number one. Secondly, this person's spaza shop where we identified Elliot Ngama, where we identified, we said we want to work with you and let's do. And you know what, when I had a meeting with him and I spoke to him and everything, he's operating for 30 years. Now, he's a local South African born. He started this from his house. He renovated one section and beautiful, nicely with proper shelving and everything. And he had at that, from the time he started, he had four staff. Today, he only got two staff. Then we inquired from him why and what happened to his business and everything. He used to buy 15 crates of bread per day, and that's how busy he was. And 15 crates of bread is a lot of bread for a small spaza shop. That's how he could afford to have four staff and everything. Nevertheless, so he said to me, Kosan, you go around the corner, not less than a couple hundred meters around there, you will see that the Somali guy came there. Now, the Somali guys, he opened that place on the corner. He's stocked up from the floor to the ceiling. You know, they don't play because they got their own Somali bank in Joburg, and they work on a syndicate buying group sort of thing, and they can get. But in interviewing him and then having a look at the Somali shop, set up and everything, that is not bad. He's got a good thing. But we have identified there they got more expired goods than this fella didn't even have one expired good. That's the difference was. So that's how we started going more into it. And then if you look at what happened in the last month, when 22 kids died, then is a concern. We not against Somali or any foreign nationals operating in the country. We don't have a problem with that. Providing you go to anywhere, you go to Dubai, you go anywhere in the world, you go to London, or you go to even India, if you go there, if you don't have proper work permit or working visa, all that you don't have, after that, when you expired, they send you back, finished. They got systems in place here. Yeah, how they came, they come through Lesotho, Botswana, Swaziland, they come here under the fence, whatever it is, they're operating here, no paperwork, no nothing, and they're only paying rent, and they're sending most of the money away here. We got there's no taxes, nothing, and it's damaging our infrastructures as well. So that's where our major problem. We're saying, if you want to trade here in South Africa, you need to be first compliant with the law in terms of home affairs. If you got all that in place, then you go and get a license, a permit to trade. Now, yesterday, the president came, the South African president came on national television. They got till the first 21 days as of yesterday. All spaza shops who do not get a business license, those spaza shops are going to be closed down. So they got big, massive problem. Firstly, you have to comply in terms of health and safety, all that you have to comply. Then only their license will be granted. So they got a massive, and I don't know how they will be able to, there's massive, you know, tons of these spaza shops in the country. The business is worth per annum, Molana, is 200 billion. It's a massive, massive trading business in the townships alone. So, in fact, I was speaking yesterday to one of the guys that normally supply cigarettes to all the spaza shops. He told me, Uncle Ahmed, now you're putting us out of business. I said, what? I don't understand what you're talking about. He said, no, your party... And you all want to close all the spaza shop, illegal spaza shops and all that. Now, you know, the buying power with these guys are massive. Now we want to lose business. My lannies and all are crying at the moment. I said, I can't help you. If your cigarette is one thing, what about the 22 children has passed away? What you tell me about? Talk to me about that. Will you give your son chips he's got latex in it or he's got poison in it and then... 1 week later, the lighty dies and all. Then what happens? He said, no, uncle, you're right. I said, no, cigarette business is the one thing. What they are doing there, you saw the video clip. I asked him, you saw the video clip where they were making, there was shisha yama in that rotten food, rotten meat, and they were selling it to the public. The officers and the Department of Health asked the owner, will you eat this? He says, no. But then how can he sell it to somebody else? You know, whatever the color, creed, race, religion, but you don't do this. This is totally out of precaution. You don't give somebody rotten food and only expired goods and only. You know, you at home too, you, when you got expired things, what do? You throw it away. You say, you know what, I can't use this thing. This can is expired. You know, we don't want to put anybody at risk here. So this is what happened. Now, these guys are selling expired goods, and who is supplying them? And some of our guys are. Some of our supermarkets are supplying them with this thing here. So that is another problem we face with. They're coming and telling me, you know what? We're buying all this thing from your major supermarkets and all that. We didn't even know. We take it in good faith that we know the man, and he give us discounted price. That's how we're buying it, and we put it into our shop. So that is the other problem we face with. While you're on the same subject, yeah. Molana, you know, in Ramzan is coming around the corner now. We are, and our people give a lot of food parcels. But in that, you know, there's more than food parcels also you have to give. They need, the woman folk need toiletries, they need other things in the house and all. So each recipient, sometimes I've seen with my own eyes because I'm involved with Phoenix Goroba. In Phoenix, and there we got a very, very stringent system and all that. We find out if they're getting from any other organizations and everything else and all that. So in this case here, I've seen they're getting 5 liter oil. Now top oil, Helios oil or Sunflow or one of the top oil, 5 liter. 5 liter is about 185 rand for 5 liter. They're selling it away for 50 rand to the spaza shop guys. Now, how that is now, we're giving away, these are zakat money we gave. Now, when they went and sold it, now they need the money to buy other things now. So that is the other thing. We're giving, but we're not doing proper due diligence in who we're giving, because we need to find out also from that recipient who else they're getting from. Sensef is giving, Darul Yatama is giving. There's how many other organizations? In Ramzan, the Orient Old Boys give, I don't know how many thousands they also give. All these organizations are giving hampers. Now, they're giving, because in every hamper, you're getting 5 liter oil. Every hamper, you're getting 5 liter, 5 kg sugar, flour, whatever. They don't need all that. They're just selling it below, miles below cost, and they're giving it away because they need the money.
I know, the onions, the potatoes, and the tomatoes.
Yeah. So what I did with Phoenix Goroba, like what we do every year, is we don't give too much of hampers in Ramzan, because we know everybody else is giving. That 1 week before Eid, We give them a nice meat hamper so that for Eid day they know they got chicken, meat and all, they will be able to have nice Eid with meat and all, because nobody gives that. So that's what we are doing at the moment, and that is working for us at the moment, Mona.
Right. That is happening in our municipality. They're trying to get rid of fraud and corruption, as I have mentioned here, and we just spoke about the CIIU. There was another problem with asphalt, and they did get three suppliers, but people were arrested during the week for stealing asphalt. So, you know, it seems like there really needs to be a cleanup in these different departments. You know, people that are there that are just to line their pockets must be taken out. Now, you know, are they taking action against that? Because it's sad that they're trying to improve the situation and there are people from among them who are spoiling it.
You know, Maulana, Itigwini Municipality is a massive, massive organization. You know, the amount of departments we have, water, sanitation, road, lights, you name it, we got. For, you know, the departments support departments there. Now, the issue is, the one is the communication, what we spoke last week about this. You know, one is not talking to the other in that day. So the systems is so, because of the system is so weak. Now, how this guy here took the car from there, a truckload of car, where he was supposed to be putting up, fixing up all the potholes, and he went to Inanda and he's selling that there, and they caught. And that's now what we are doing with the community is, we're saying, whenever you see any truck or anything, take the picture down, take a photograph of the truckers, take the picture, the people are working on the side. And that's how we're getting through to them, and we started cleaning up from one side. And things are starting to look up. Yes, this corruption is a massive, massive problem in our city. There must be a drastic change from the top coming down. Then only we can get it right. Because, you know, if all the departments, you got all the departments, you got leakage there, they have no proper due diligence has been done there, what they're receiving, all that we have to start clamping down because of the system is weak. Now, that's where the problem is. You know, you go to any big company, even if you go to Macro today and you buy, you go to bulk sales there, if you finish putting in your trolley, you paid out, when you're coming out of the door, that security, oh, they can bring your slip here, I want to go here. He won't check everything, but he will check in random to see whatever is there and everything. So this is where we need our system. If the truck is leaving to go there, where's the job card? Where, how many potholes? Where the job card will give you exactly roads, which roads, where you have to do the filling, how, when you will have finished. All that information should be there. Now, that is where we're lacking the most. And then in the department manager gets in trouble, the SG gets in trouble, all that whole department is working together, and that's where the problem is. In fact, in the last 1 week, top officials from the city has resigned because they can't take it anymore. Because, you know, end of the day, once you're in the department, you are painted with the same brush too, because that department is the problem there at the moment. And you take parks and recreation, it's a massive, massive department as well. And then you take roads, water, sanitation. It's all these are big, big departments. They get big fundings from our 65 billion a year for this thing, when we do allocation for upgrading and everything. So we're giving them the money. So that's where we're not getting the service delivery, because the money is allocated, is being used, and where you paying for one cable, supposed to pay 3,000 rand a roll, we paying like 8,000 rand a roll. That is the way we're losing money, and this is where we need to, that's where we closing the gap. And you know, and you know, when you're doing a building, you get a QS. The QS already worked it out for that building there. That's how much it's going to cost you. Your building cost is that amount. Your cement, your tiling, your roof, everything. That's how, and this is how we need to run the city. And it can come right. Previously, it ran. The in the apartheid government, stole. But they, if they had 10 rand, they took 3 rand and they left 7 rand in the kitty, and therefore they covered themselves properly. Yeah, they take, if it's 10 rand there, they take the full 10 rand, and that's how they're getting caught now.